Good afternoon. My name is Grant Meyer, and the purpose of my podcast is to help bring to light the effects of when a man is raped and the societal standards keeping them from coming forward. Imagine one of the most traumatic events that can happen to someone. Imagine another human being taking not only one's innocence, but causing you to hate physical contact with other human beings. Your trust will be lost in your society. Now imagine that you are not supported when you come forward. You are expected to be a man and just tough it out. From a young age, men are required to hold themselves to the societal norm that they are the strong ones. When you are facing certain obstacles, you are required to carry yourself in a certain manner. The website Petrie is quoted to say, "Western notions of masculinity and gender have made it difficult to view men as victims of abuse. Men are often expected to welcome sexual advances, not view them as unwanted, rendering them less able to identify a sexual assault when it occurs to them. The mental deprivation of people should be our number one priority. These are problems that need to be addressed and stopped. And the only way to do that is to bring it to life." According to the University of Michigan, 9-10% of all rape survivors outside of criminal institutions are males. To add on to that, 16% of men experience some sort of sexual abuse by the age of 18. The website states that men don't normally come forward because of how men are socialized and expected to behave in our society. A male survivor of sexual assault may feel as if he is not a real man. According to the Huffington Post, Oregon State is one of the first universities to start to handle rape cases the correct way. A woman named Tracy was raped in the June of 1998. When she told her story in 2014, she received an apology from the university. This is because her assailants were only given a one-game suspension and community service time when the case was originally closed. Oregon State is currently seen as one of, if not the most progressive school in the country. When it comes to these problems, I find this as something that is truly amazing. We are getting behind survivors, and I love it. Holding more rallies for males that are survivors will help to show them that they have support. I believe we have a ton of amazing resources for survivors to tell their stories. We need to help dispel the stigma that they are weak for speaking out. Holding a quarterly rally designed for men to come forward will allow men from all over to come and share their stories. If men who are struggling to speak out and get help see that others have done it and survived, then more will step forward. I believe we need to host more classes on campus and in workplaces around the country that will allow men to discuss the views on what being a man is. If men can articulate how they view they are supposed to act in the face of their problems, they can start to see that it is not the only way. If my solution takes effect, we will see men start to come forward on a more frequent basis. I believe we could also see a slight drop in the mental decline of men of all ages. Also, this could help change our view as a society on what a man is. If this does not happen, we will continue to see anxiety, depression, fear, and confusion in male rape survivors. Everyone alive today is someone's child, sibling, friend, significant other, or acquaintance. I would like everyone who hears this podcast to go out and talk to those you care about. Help me bring to light these problems. It will require most people to step outside of their comfort zones, but the voice of a group of people is a lot more powerful than an individual. We all deserve a chance to see where life will lead us, and we all deserve to live happy lives. We need to be able to lean on those who are around us. Removing these stigmas will allow males to go out and have faith in their justice system again. They will be able to trust people, and we can also change their views on what being a man is. Thank you all for listening, and I really hope to see you joining me in the fight to help change the Western world's view on masculinity and help men find an outlet for when they face a traumatic experience. Thank you.